mentioned an over $20,000 total cost of attendance are a relative value among top universities. But even with the financial aid we provide, they represent a formidable barrier to way too many middle and lower income families. So we'll continue to work with the board on cost containment, on financial aid and tuition decisions that achieve continued quality of the University of Illinois and access to for the full spectrum of Illinois families. We're also responding to the Board of Higher Education's public agenda that calls for more higher education for more Illinoisans through partnerships with community colleges and outreach to non-traditional students. That's a very quick set of observations about advancement of the university strategy, resources, opportunities, and challenges. I'd be happy to hear any comments or questions you have. Okay. I've asked each chancellor to spend 5 minutes giving you an update and a brief profile of his or her campus. I'd like to invite Chancellor Richard Herman of the Urbana campus to begin. Chancellor Herman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I appreciate the opportunity to address the board, and thank you all for answering the call to the public service. Just a footnote to both the President and Vice President Norris' presentation. Of the resources we get for general revenue funds, roughly $750 million, $50 million of that is in stimulus funds. That goes away in 18 months. So this is a real challenge for us to figure out how to cope with that. On the community college thing that President White mentioned, I'm very pleased to say we have virtually doubled our community college population here, and are working hard on tripling it. It's another access point to this institution, and given the financial exigencies that are facing families, I think it's going to be more and more something that universities like this one are going to face in the future. Well, we have the strategic plan for the campus organized under five broad headings: leadership for the 21st century. That certainly starts with our students. We have amazing young men and women on this campus. You saw the numbers from Vice President Rao. This year's incoming class is roughly 7,000, improving in the standard markers of capabilities, and our overall graduation rate is among the highest in publics in the country. Second is academic excellence, about the talented faculty that teach and conduct research here and who excel in all fields of endeavors, as marked by Nobel Prizes, MacArthur's, Crawford's, Pulitzer's, and Emmys. But with that in mind, please look for the next book by our National Book Award winner, Richard Powers. His book is called Generosity, and if you haven't read his stuff, you're in for a treat. One measure of faculty strength is membership in the most prestigious national academies. 151 of our faculty are or have been members of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, National Academy of Sciences, and the National Academy of Engineering. As of last month, keying off the fundraising comment, there are 324 endowed positions, an increase of 246%. In the last decade alone. These are the ability to attract and retain the best faculty in the world. Our rankings continue to go up, although I don't like being captive to U.S. News and World Report. We have 16 programs and colleges in the top 10 rankings and 23 programs and colleges in the top 20, and that's improved by around 30% over the course of the last decade. We're known significantly for our work in engineering, and rightly so, and our work in agriculture and ACES, Consumer and Environmental Sciences. For instance, our Graduate School of Library and Information Sciences is ranked number one, and there's a quality all across the campus. A breakthrough knowledge and innovation. We imagine and then discover how to solve the most pressing societal needs, like energy, high-performance computing, and biomedical work. Total sponsored research last year alone went up 10%. This is keeping our staff very busy, as well as our faculty. We're heavily invested in research and continue to enjoy significant investments from public agency, corporate partners, and the private sector. Examples include the $500 million BP-funded Energy Biosciences Institute, the $208 million NSF grant for the Blue Waters Project, the $100 million for Geological Sequestration Demonstration Project with the Department of Energy and ADM, the seven Department of Energy and Frontier Research Centers, where our faculty play key roles, totaling $22 million. A recent renewal of the trustworthy cyber infrastructure for the power grid for 5 more years for 18.7, and an agreement being worked on with Mayo Clinic to partner in breakthroughs in medical knowledge. Our world-class stature is recognized through collaborations across the globe. I think we've truly figured out internationalization here. One of the things we just opened up, thanks to the help of the board, is an advanced digital sciences center in Singapore, which will bring in excess of $50 million over the next 5 years. We also received private support for the Le Mans Institute for Brazilian Studies to be launched next month. We received a $14 million donation from Jorge Paulo Lehmann, and this is the largest gift and his family to the university from a non-alum. Corporate support has increased dramatically, nearly tripling in the last 4 years. I'm proud to say that our Energy Biosciences Institute establishes Illinois as the center for groundbreaking research in energy and sustainability. In 2008, the campus received a capital campaign gift of $8 million, and I want to thank the president for being there with me to solicit that gift from Caterpillar, the largest gift from them in history. Transformative learning environments, goal four. We must maintain facilities. We're very pleased that the state has shown its commitment to funding our most critical capital needs. As soon as funds become available, we'll begin the restoration of Lincoln Hall. Construction of the post-harvest crop research processing lab and electrical and computer engineering, and of course the $60 million for the petascale facility. A word about the Blue Waters. We have maintained a world-class lead in high-performance computing. This gets to helping the bottom line of companies, advancing biomedical work, climate prediction. Blue Waters actually guarantees our leadership throughout the world once more. I'm particularly proud of our sustainability efforts, as already noted. On the demand side, we've actually reduced energy consumption by 10% over the past 2.5 years, saving over $10 million. Finally, access to the Illinois experience. We must ensure that the original mission of this public land-grant university continues to be viable today by providing access to as broad an economic demographic as possible. The Illinois Promise Program, which I started 5 years ago, the brochures at your desk, is the project that means the most to me. There are currently 620 Illinois Promise students on this campus, and they're excelling academically, socially, and in community service. Last year's graduating class, the very first, had a graduation rate that exceeded the campus-wide rate. In this time of scarce state resources, we've turned to our donors, as the president mentioned, and we are 81% towards our goal in 72.5% of telemathematician, right? I'm giving you precise numbers, 72.5% of the campaign timeline. As part of our Brilliant Futures fundraising campaign, we've launched a $100 million scholarship drive to increase access for both lower and middle income families. We do this because we must ensure access to education and to the American dream. We know that that future generations in Illinois are counting on us, and we intend to fulfill our pledge to them. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Chancellor Herman. Chancellor Alan Mears.
Good afternoon and welcome. Thank you so much for your service. It is indeed my pleasure to comment about the University of Illinois at Chicago. President White, in his remarks, spoke about our strategic intent, and that is to become the nation's premier urban public research university. Our mission is to create knowledge. In other words, we are about discovery, and these discoveries and this knowledge is being translated and shared in important ways. We are deeply committed to innovation and discovery that is translated to advance and improve the quality of life for people in the state as well as the nation. I want to comment a bit about the history of our university as well as some of its deep commitments. We are committed to address the challenges and opportunities not only facing the city, meaning the city of Chicago as an urban public institution, but we're also committed to work that informs great cities around the world. This commitment engages UIC's teaching and intellectual resources. We're involved with government, we're involved with civic, corporate, foundation, and community partners, In fact, we have over 1,200 community partners in the city as well as around the nation. An excellent example of our commitment to urban education is the fact that UIC has a college prep, a charter high school, that just admitted its second freshman class for 2013. A little bit about the history. Mayor Richard J. Daley saw a need for a great public research institute located in the heart of the city. It was his leadership that began the institution we now know as the University of Illinois at Chicago. The campus itself is a very young campus, formed in 1982 with the merger of the Chicago Circle and the Medical Center campuses. Our students are extremely unique. We are the largest public research university in Chicago. We have 26,200 students. There is truly no majority. Our students are very diverse, many of whom are the first in their families to attend an institution like the University of Illinois at Chicago, and many come from homes where English is not the first language. A source of pride for us, and based on our most recent preliminary 10-day enrollment numbers, our first-year retention rates for African-American and Latino students has increased by 7 to 8%. This is truly wonderful news for the administration and the faculty. UIC is a comprehensive university consisting of 15 colleges. We operate the state of Illinois' major public academic medical center, and we have 6 health science colleges, including the nation's largest College of Medicine, the College of Dentistry, Pharmacy, Nursing, and Applied Health Sciences, as well as the School of Public Health. Regarding our health sciences, it has been estimated that 1 in 6 Illinois physicians, more than 40% of Illinois dentists, and 1/3 of the state's pharmacists are our alumni. Our impact is statewide. UIC operates the health sciences programs in Peoria, Rockford, Urbana-Champaign, and the Quad Cities. Since 1966, the rate of UIC's growth in federal research funding exceeds that of many members of the Association of American Universities. Our faculty members work in partnerships with colleagues abroad, as well as renowned institutions such as Argonne, Northwestern, the University of Chicago, and the Field Museum, just to name a few. In the past several months, we've received a number of large grants from the National Institute on Aging. This particular project will examine the biological determinants and risk factors associated with Alzheimer's. We just received another grant, $7.2 million, to create a center of excellence in eliminating health disparities in our communities. And last but not least, and I could go on and on, we also received a grant from the National Science Foundation to work with the Chicago Public Schools and create the Chicago Transformation Teacher Institute. To date, our faculty members have received more than $26 million in federal stimulus dollars. We're in the midst of a serious economic challenge as President White spoke about the brilliant future, and trying to raise money during this particular time hasn't been easy. But I'm extremely proud to report that UIC alumni and friends generously committed $65.5 million in FY09. Our challenges are many. I think Vice President Rao mentioned several of them. Financial aid for our students is a critical need, but also important to the unique character of UIC is that, in my opinion, we are chronically underfunded, in particular given our mission of educating health science professionals. We operate an academic medical center, a hospital, that has a very narrow margin of surplus, and more than 40% of our patients who come to our hospital are on Medicaid and or public assistance. We have too little venture capital. I am a new chancellor. I just became a member of this community in January, and to my discovery, there's no venture capital for important initiatives and ideas. Last but not least, compensation for the excellent faculty and staff is lacking. As I reviewed the data about merit increases and monetary awards for our faculty who work so hard and are so committed, and our staff, it's really a challenge, to say the least. So on my list,